Good morning, everyone. Today is the 30th of March, Saturday morning. Mark's going to be reading the second chapter of Hebrews today. One of the main verses in this chapter is verse 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet things put under him. The Arminians like to use this verse to justify their universal atonement idea. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels with the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, for that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Well, if that means every man head for head without exception, that means every man's going to be in heaven. What that means is he tasted death for every man that he atoned for. Everyone who was chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that's who he tasted death for. Because the next verse 10 says, in bringing many sons unto glory, not bringing all sons unto glory. If anyone reaches the portals of heaven, it's because Christ has tasted death for them. So I'll turn this over to Mark. I hope you're all having a good weekend so far.
Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience, received a just recompense of reward. Excuse me. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified to say, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him from whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church while I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted.
Okay, we'll probably be back with you on Monday morning since tomorrow's Sunday. Hope you have a good day and mm-hmm.